Gary Stanley. Quick statement, answer some questions real quick. The women's team, 175 points and winning their fifth WAC title in 6 years. School record in points, fifth most points in WAC history. Also, Antoinette Cobb ran a school record, 8.28 seconds in 60-meter hurdles, and she's in the running for the NCAA championships coming up here in Fayetteville in about 2 weeks, I think. So.
Thank you all. It's a nice opportunity to get some exposure for track and field in general and our women's program, which had a great weekend. Both programs, the men and the women, had good meets. I think Patrick had said that was the second highest total on the men's points inside, and we're definitely an outside team on both sides. There is a big difference between indoor and outdoor track, and I think we're going to line up pretty well here in Ruston, Louisiana, May 13th to 15th. For the WAC championships, the largest championships of all the WAC sports, with the people coming in. It's a great opportunity for our community to come out and see our program and also see some world-class athletes from the other schools inside the WAC. The WAC is a tremendous track conference. Anything?
Well, everybody talks about when the WAC Boise State's run of what dominance in the WAC in football, but the track team at Louisiana Tech's not half bad either.
We've been very successful the last few years, and it's a continuation. I looked down, and we had 43 points out of 170 scored by seniors, so the coverage isn't bare, but those are some pretty big points, some great efforts by those seniors. Camille Stroy out of Shreveport and Antoinette Cobb out of West Feliciana, great efforts there. So hopefully that will continue, but it's not a birthright by any chance. I tell a story about our last year in the Sun Belt, and we won the men and women's championship in the Sun Belt. We went into the WAC, and we were dead last the first year we were in there, last by far on top of that. So it is pretty tough, but we're excited.
Yes. Five in the last 6 years, how have you managed to be so successful?
I've got a great staff. Sean Jackson has been with me 16 years, Larry Carmichael 19 years, and this is Charles Ryan's third year. They work hard. It's a small staff. We're not totally staffed, so they do a lot of work. And recruiting is obviously the name of the game. And we had the freshman of the year again this year on the women's side. So that's the deal, getting those young ladies here on our campus, showing them Louisiana Tech, and then it's an easy sale after that.
For a long time on recruit trips, y'all would just hurry up and drop really quick past the track and not really show them. I guess it's nice to have success and finally start getting the facilities.
It's great. In my administration, doing that track, I mean, obviously I appreciate Dr. No and the powers that be that made that happen, and Jim King and the people that did all the different stuff for us. It does make a difference. I mean, obviously we had to, you know, like you said, hide it because it wasn't good. But it's good now. I'm excited about it, and like I said, I'm very appreciative of what we have up there.
Anything else?
Thank you all.